News. I'm Cynthia Weber. The death toll in the terrorist bombing at the U.S. Embassy in Kenya has risen to 190. Israeli rescuers pulled a mother and son from the rubble this morning, more than 2 days after the explosion. More on rescue efforts from newsman Robert Berger live in Nairobi.
What's it like digging through the rubble? Just ask John Sparrow of the Red Cross.
Painstaking, delicate, exhausting.
And it's slow.
Little piece for little piece, because too much movement, and if there are other survivors in there, the whole thing could come down on them.
But it's all worth it, Sparrow says, for one survivor.
That's what keeps everybody going, yeah?
And the rescue work will probably keep going for a few more days. Live in Nairobi, I'm Robert Berger, CBS News.
As for those responsible for the bombings, newsman Charles Wolfson has the latest from the State Department.
The State Department and other U.S. investigative officials are looking at the claim of responsibility by the group calling itself the Liberation Army of Islamic Sanctuaries. Officials here are not familiar with the group, and there are doubts about its legitimacy, but as one official put it this morning, we're certainly looking at it. In addition, the official said, there have been a small number of clearly false claims, some of which fall into the copycat category, and it is not unusual for these types of claims to be made after incidents like the two bombings in Africa, according to this official. Charles Wolfson, CBS News, the State Department.
73,000 Bell Atlantic workers have gone on strike. Bob Masters of the Communications Workers of America says the union's worried about outsourcing.
Where are the good jobs going to come from? Good jobs for America's future is something that I think every New Yorker and every American is concerned about.
But Bell Atlantic spokeswoman Maureen Flanagan says there's no need to be concerned about job security.
The union contention that we're taking jobs away from their members is false, and we reject that. The offer that we presented would actually expand the number of union jobs in the company.
Customers from Maine to Virginia could experience delays when calling collect or when dialing directory assistance or customer service. Another baby Bell, Bell South, avoided a strike, reaching a tentative deal yesterday with its 48,000 union employees. In South Korea, more rain and flooding have pushed the death toll from landslides to more than 200, including two American soldiers who were killed during a training mission and one other who drowned in a ditch. The UN Special Commission has suspended inspections of new suspected weapon sites in Iraq following Baghdad's decision to stop cooperating with inspectors. But the UN says it'll continue to monitor sites already identified by inspectors looking for evidence of biological and chemical weapons. This is CBS News.
What you're about to hear can help save your life. You can count on Genuine Bayer Aspirin to relieve tough pain. But if you think all leading pain relievers are the same, Genuine Bayer Aspirin can do something Tylenol and Advil can't. Only Genuine Bayer Aspirin can reduce the risk of another heart attack by up to 50% when taken regularly with a diet and exercise regimen. Ask your doctor and use only as directed. There's also Extra Strength Bayer, nothing stronger on tough pain. Bayer, powerful pain relief and so much more.
How do you give your car or truck the care it needs without paying a lot? If you own a Ford, Mercury, or Lincoln, the answer is Quality Care Summer Savings Days, now at participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers. Get shocks designed for your car, installed by technicians who know it best, for just $69 or less per pair, and get other great deals on brakes, struts, and more.
Taxes extra. Excludes vehicles with air ride and electronically controlled suspensions. Pricing good through August 31st, 1998. See dealer for their price.
At your service, Quality Care. I hope I see you there.
Two cases of flesh-eating bacteria have turned up at Philadelphia hospitals. Both men came down with the disease, also known as necrotizing fasciitis, after being admitted for strep throat. Wedding bells for State Department spokesman James Rubin and CNN correspondent Christian Amanpour. They married near Rome. Celebrity attendees included JFK Jr. and wife Carolyn Bessette. For 10 years as Murphy Brown, Candace Bergen played a journalist for a fictitious show called FYI. Now she may get a shot at the real thing. CBS News confirms it's talking to Bergen about a job on 60 Minutes. The actress auditioned for the news magazine 25 years ago when she was an aspiring photojournalist. CBS canceled Murphy Brown earlier this year after a 10-year run. A fugitive dentist from Tulsa has turned himself into authorities. Donald Johnson is accused of taking pornographic pictures of himself with young drugged patients. Police say the victims may be as young as four. Cynthia Weber, CBS News.